and never back off. I'm not making excuses. It's not about failing. It's about believing and pressing on and running the race worthy of a prize. Come on. Oh, it's so good. If all this stuff just fell on our lap because we prayed a prayer one day, it's all about renewing your mind. If all this just fell on our lap because we prayed a prayer one day, because people say, well, then how come we're still sick? And how come? And when people are saying that, you can hear the frustration in them and the challenge in them. And they don't even want to know. They're just coming against the gospel and don't even realize. You know, there's different ways to ask questions. You can ask questions because you're frustrated or you're trying to find fault. Or you can ask questions because you really have a question you want to know and understand and you're actually teachable. It doesn't mean that somebody's always right. But who knows, there's a difference between, how come people get sick? Versus, well, then I just don't understand. I mean, where sickness is coming from? Why are people getting sick? Who knows, there's different hearts you can ask questions in. You get it? And we need to be humble. Because God gives grace to the... God's so merciful. Some people, I've heard testimony, they go sit on their bed, they're full of attitude, and they're fussing God, and He still comes and loves them and melts them and touches them and gives them the answer because He's God. Yay. But what do you say? We just be humble. Here's the deal. If everything just fell on our lap and was just all of a sudden this way, see, there's an enemy on the earth, and light exposes darkness, and God is revealing His wisdom to the powers of darkness through His people, Ephesians 3. The reason the gospel's on the earth is so that God can expose darkness for what it is through the redemption of His people that fell. So what was crushing them, now they can crush through the mercy of God and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And God's revealing His incredible wisdom through the church to darkness. And therefore sanctifying